Welcome to Light Talk, a podcast series exclusively for members of the American Society for Laser Medicine and Surgery. Light Talk supports the mission of ASLMS, which is to promote excellence in patient care by advancing biomedical application of lasers and other energy-based technologies worldwide. We hope you enjoy this edition of Light Talk with our host, Dr. Utpal Patel.
We have Dr. George Haruza here with us today at the 2015 ASLMS annual meeting. Dr. Haruza, you're one of the unquestioned leaders in the field of dermatologic surgery and laser medicine in the world. And it's a pleasure and an honor to have you be part of this podcast series. Most of everyone knows who you are, but still, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you so much for that kind introduction. I am recently past president of the of ASLMS. I'm currently treasurer at ASLMS. And my practice, I practice in St. Louis, Missouri, where we do lots of lasers, energy-based technology type of treatments, as well as lots of skin cancer treatments.
You know, one of the things that you're known for is not only your expertise in the clinical field, but the practical and the financial aspects of what one needs to consider when they incorporate laser into medical practice. Can you please give us some advice to the young practitioners as well as the experienced ones who are trying to incorporate lasers into their practice?
Well, along the way, while I was doing all my laser stuff, I also ended up getting an MBA from Washington University and learned quite a few things about how to negotiate. And I found out that physicians are the worst negotiators out there because we are logical and we are truthful. And that's actually not what you want in a negotiation. So I'll tell you a little bit about how you can hopefully negotiate to get the best possible price on a laser. But even before you decide what laser to get or device, energy device, you really got to think about what you really need, what you need. You first assess the needs in your practice, and then from that you go forward to decide which device to get. So you got to look at your patient population and what kind of indications you want to use it for. Do you want to use it for sort of mostly medical type things, such as red spots, brown spots, or are you trying to do rejuvenation overall, or even doing body contouring? And that all depends on your patient population. And the reason that's so important is because if you don't have the patients, then trying to get those patients is very expensive if you're gonna have to go out there to get them. So the best thing you can do is if you know what your patients need, then you can offer them that service, and that through internal marketing, you can get a lot more business very quickly to help pay for these very expensive devices. So once you've decided on your indication, what it is that you want to add to your practice, then it comes to, of course, deciding about the devices in general, what kind of device. So you got to make sure, of course, it's got high safety, high efficacy. And then you start getting into whether you can actually afford to get it. And when you think about the cost, it's not just the cost of the device itself, the list price. It's also nowadays a lot of the devices have very expensive disposables, so for every patient you may end up spending hundreds of dollars that goes to the company, not to you. And they're also, after the warranty is up, there are very expensive service contracts which can easily be $10,000 a year. So you could add that in. And on top of it, for some devices you may need special electrical wiring with 220 or 240 outlets, which can add to the cost, and you may have to modify your space depending on the layout of your office to fit it in there, because if you just have a small exam room, it can't fit too many devices in one space. Then the other piece is how the device is going to be used. If you're already very busy doing what you're doing and you add a device, if you're going to be using the device, well, then there's an opportunity cost because you won't be able to do what other stuff you're doing in your practice. So you may consider, if you're in that situation, that it would be something that you can delegate, that you can do under your supervision. They can, another staff member, a mid-level provider, or a nurse can actually operate it safely. And so that's really important, because some you can't do that way. Many devices nowadays can be operated safely by a mid-level provider. Other pieces that come into play is how fast is the treatment? How long does it take to do a treatment? Because they have to think of that in terms of the total, if you're going to charge for the procedure. If it takes an hour or two of your staff time, or even the staff time doesn't take staff time, but they have to sit in a room for an hour or two to get the treatment, that room is occupied and you can't do anything else in that room at that same time. So that becomes an important consideration. Another one to think about is, if you're buying a device, there are now devices where you can buy a single-use device, single-use meaning single-indication device, or you're going to be using a device that has like five different heads, five different ways they can be used. And so in a way you'd say, well, gee, that would be good because you probably can get it for a somewhat lower cost per head. But there are some issues with that. If you get busy and you're using the one head, well, all the other four heads are sitting idle because you can't use them at the same time on another patient. Or if something goes wrong with the device and you have five different indications and heads, well, guess what? You're down for all your indications all at the same time. And if it's going to take, it takes a week to get it fixed, that can be quite expensive. So that just has to be something to be aware of. If you're looking at doing a high volume operation, it's not always the best to go that way. Of course, as a starter, having a device which is multifunctionality makes a lot of sense. So once you've decided on which type of device you want to get, and the good thing now we have is that there are many devices in the same category. So you don't have to buy a pulse dye laser from one company. There are several companies that have it, or Intense Pulse Light even more so. There are probably 10 or 15 different companies that have very reasonable devices that can do the job. And that's actually, even though it's initially confusing, because decide, well, which one should I get? But it also works in your favor. Because if you think about it, if you have several choices, well, then you can probably negotiate a better deal if you have other alternatives. And that's based on a concept of BATNA, B-A-T-N-A, which is best alternative to negotiated agreement. And that is the most powerful weapon you have in your negotiation. If you have another device that you're looking at, and then you the one specific one you want, if you have an alternative, then you're more willing to ask for concessions, because you always know, well, I can always go back to the other kind of device if we can't come to an agreement. So I think that's really the most important piece. The other thing is to think about is, when you're buying these devices now, it's a little bit like going to a car dealership, which means the car dealer, or here the sales rep, has almost all the information. There's an incredible information asymmetry, which puts us at a disadvantage right up front. So the way to try to balance that is try to find out as much as possible about the device that you consider getting and the costs, and hopefully talk to your friends and find out as best you can what it costs them if they got it, and if how happy they are with it. And so then you can come there with a little bit more balanced approach. And then you have many ways that you can try to make other inroads. So one is, of course, negotiating on the price as best you can. The other piece is asked for them to throw in some things which at no cost. So with these, for example, with these devices where you have very expensive disposables, say, well, yeah, if I buy this, can I get 6 months supply of tips or whatever that disposable is? And often that can be possible, because those disposables to the company doesn't cost them much out of pocket. So it's something that they can be maybe able to negotiate on. Another option to consider is, sometimes you can get a demo laser. So something that's been used as a demo, you can often get at a huge discount, yet still get the same warranty. So if you get the same warranty, then you should be okay as far as worrying about it being a problem, as far as it breaking down. So usually you can do that, and I've successfully done that in the past, and that worked very well. Another option that I've used in the successful is, when there are devices changing and they're updating all the time, is I've bought a previous version of the device, with the understanding that I would then upgrade it to the new version at some, when that becomes available, at some discounted rate. So that was one way I got one laser at a much significantly reduced device. So I started with a demo device, which then I upgraded to a brand new version at a lower cost. So that's one possibility. Other things you can ask for is, I always say it doesn't cost much, but always ask for a couple of extra pairs of goggles, because they're not cheap, yet they're not that much, but it's a need, and you always need more than what they give you. So that's a very, very easy little one. The other things to work on is sometimes you can get some concessions on the warranties or service contracts that you're going to have to pay. Of course, you can often do very well if you buy a bundle. So if the company is selling devices, that if you're buying more than one, then clearly you can get a much better deal. If you say, you know, I'm going to buy both of these from you guys as opposed to going to different companies. So the many ways to get all that. Oh, the other piece, you've got to make sure that you've got adequate training that's included. And also they often have a lot of marketing materials. So make sure you get all that stuff. And the most important thing is anything that you negotiate, make sure you get it in writing. And if there are any significant concessions, it's got to be in writing from corporate office, not just from your sales rep. Because the sales reps move around very quickly between companies, and if the sales rep gives you an agreement, it doesn't always mean that their parent company will agree to it, and then you may be stuck because a sales rep will now be working for another company by the time you actually need whatever it is that you agreed to. So in writing and from someone from corporate, like a vice president, is the way to go for any big concessions. As far as the other way sometimes people want to save is buying used devices. And a used device, I've had both good and bad experiences with that. So one time I was going to buy a used device, and so it was very good price. But then if I wanted to get a service contract from the company that makes the device, and they sell a disposable, so they've got a monopoly on the disposable, it would cost me almost as much as buying a new device. So clearly that was not a good option. So used ones, you got to be, it's buyer beware there. You got to make sure you get some kind of warranty with it. The other problem is because of the rapid evolution of these devices that most of the time the new one is truly better. So you've got to ultimately think about what's best for your patient. So you don't want to just get something and then give the so-so job, because ultimately what you want to do is you want the patients to be really happy with the results so that they will refer more patients, because that's how you build a practice. So you don't want to compromise the quality, the efficacy for the cost. But there are some very mature technologies out there now that you can probably get away with using something used. So areas where when you're dealing with vascular lesions or laser for pigmented lesions, those are pretty mature. So if you get something that's used and in good shape, that may be okay. But if you're going to get into things like high frequency ultrasound or some of the radio frequency type devices, that's still evolving. And so then you probably want the latest version of that.
Well, Dr. Ruza, that's great information, and all of us can use that too in our clinical practice every day. What about after you get the device, what things can we do to market ourselves and to increase the profitability of the device?
So once you get the device, and actually even before you get the device, you should market that procedure that you're going to offer, and it should be internal marketing. So actually even before we buy a device, we would you want to survey your existing patients to see what they might be interested in, that you're saying, well, we're looking at this. Would you be interested in this? And that's easy enough, especially if you have a good database, email database from patients. And a lot of patients will respond and let you know, and so you'll find out if there is interest in what you're offering. Once you do have the device, then the idea is, of course, to first of all, use it on your staff, because they can become your best ambassadors for whatever it is that you're offering. And then you heavily market to your patients internally, internal marketing, through email, through your newsletter, in the waiting room, and of course, actually, even in the procedure rooms and exam rooms. So, to me, that is where you should spend 90% of your effort. Maybe the other 10% would go into a really good website where you can share that information, and social media, which I'm not an expert at, but so I actually have to hire a company to do that for us. But that's another relatively inexpensive way to get the message out. But again, it's mostly to your patients. That's where you're going to get 80% of the benefit. If you want to go beyond that, it starts getting a lot more expensive. When we start talking about doing like not just optimizing your website, but also selling ads on buying words and stuff on Google, and then paying per click type of stuff, that can add up very, very quickly. So you got to have a budget and know what it is that you can afford before you do that. I also find that a lot of the patients you get from those kinds of broad marketing tend to be the yield, as far as how many of those patients actually undergo the procedure, tends to be relatively small. While your existing patients who already trust you, it's very easy to tell them. If they feel that you tell them that we got something new that I think might be helpful for you, those patients, the majority of those patients would say, oh, great, yeah, absolutely. I've been bothered by this for a long time. I'll go for it. If you have patients who come sort of from the internet, and I can tell in my office, I don't even have to look at where they were referred from. You can tell right away because they're shopping. And so then it becomes a more of a selling job, and you got to work a lot harder. It doesn't mean you can't get those patients to convert to the procedure, but it's a whole different level. And then once you start even getting into more expensive things such as TV or newspapers, I think then the costs get really, really high. So then you got to plan on you have to really plan a strategy then to how you're going to get all those. Take care of all those patients. You're going to try to get in and sift through them, basically, to get the ones that are actually going to go for it. So, internet marketing is the way to go.
Well, Dr. Ruza, thank you so much for being here. You gave us a lot of pearls. I think this is going to be one of the best podcasts that we've had. But on a personal note, I just want to thank you for being here, because you trained me. You'll always be my mentor and a person who I deeply admire for the rest of my life. So thank you. It's a pleasure to interview you.
Great. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to Light Talk, a podcast series from the American Society for Laser Medicine and Surgery. Visit aslms.org for updated podcast releases and current member information.